Now, this was explored initially using an environmental exposure chamber. And the questions being raised, number one, what's the best dose? So they looked at two different doses, 6 DU and 12 DU of the dust mite tablet versus placebo. And then second, what's the kinetics? How rapidly will you get an effect? And you've heard from Dr. Bunsell, this can be an issue with patients. Patient adherence may be impacted if they don't perceive that something is going on. Well, in this environmental exposure chamber study, what was done was to assess patients who received the dust mite tablet. And they looked at some subjects who had asthma. They typically had disease for about 16 to 17 years. Most of the subjects were in their late 20s, but they ranged from 18 to 58 years of age, and often polysensitized. And if you take a look at polysensitization, over 83% were polysensitized. If you take a look at the placebo group, if you take a look at the active treatment group, 88 to 90% were polysensitized. And what did this mean? Well, they're sensitized not only to dust mite, but to birch tree, timothy grass, cat dander, dog dander. Many of them who had asthma, and again, overall, we're taking a look at subjects who have asthma, around 24 to 27%, of whom a few were using inhaled corticosteroids. These subjects came in symptomatic in terms of dust mite exposure, but what happens to them with treatment?